Please join me with the invocation toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guides. This is the most wondrous time of the day. It's the birth of a new day. The sun rises. The Divine One in the Quran said to us, we have placed our signs upon the horizons and within us, within them. When we look at the rising sun, we see it, that light coming up and across the horizon, and it speaks to us within us. We feel a deep response. Something very deep about the rising sun. Khosrow Nak Khan in his prayers talks about the light at the dawn of creation. He also talks about the divine light and the spirit of guidance. An ancient Sufi saw Al-Tustari making a commentary on the verse Nur in the Quran, the verse of light. It says that before creation, God created a light. Called Nuri Muhammad. And that light sat before the divine throne for 100,000 years, communing. And out of that substance of that light, God created creation. The light was the first emanation, and creation followed. So the substance of every aspect of the cosmos, in its essence, is this light. This light of divine guidance. And Saul also said that this light was most fully embodied. The first prophet, Adam, and then in all of his progeny, which are the prophets that followed, and then after Muhammad, in the light of the saints and the murshids. But in actuality, if this light is, although it may be most fully found within the prophets, if the cosmos is born from the substance of this light, then this light is found everywhere we look. And in fact, it's also the light that is looking, the light of perception. So we find this divine guidance when we open our eyes. We find this divine guidance when we close our eyes and we look, when we're present. In fact, the whole essence of Sufic practice is to clear the heart so that this light may be most fully reflected within it. You become a being of light. You awaken to that which is a being of light manifesting as you. So it is God who is the spirit of guidance. It is the Divine One who guides us and leads us to the fulfillment of our life. And in fact, in the Bayat, this is the initiation of the United Order. It concludes that you're initiated so that you may arrive at the purpose of your life, which is illumination, and which is the fulfillment of your being. So the spirit of guidance, its function is to lead us to its very self. So I'd like to lead us in a couple of practices to attune us to this. And the first, of course, would be the practice of the heart. In this case, I mean Latifa Syria. And last evening I mentioned that Ibn al-Arabi, in commenting on God turning a specific face toward each of you, is endowed each of you with a unique mode of knowing or being, wujud. Wujud, W-U-J-U-D, it means not only being or knowing, but also means finding. It also means existing. So each of you is a unique creation. Each of you has unique fulfillment. Each of you walks on a unique path, and yet we all share the same path. As Rumi said, the jugs are different, but the water is the same. So we'll start by being present to our breath through the nose. As I mentioned, Hazrat Khan himself said yesterday that the breath, the finer the breath, the finer the planes that it penetrates. So as you are present to your breath, it becomes very fine. Very light. Breath is not your breathing. The breathing is the anatomy of your breath. The breath is that which comes and which goes through your nostrils. And also commenting on that verse, Nur, the light, Bastami said, there's a light in the heart. It is the light of the secrets that God placed there. And when the light of the heavens flows upon a light of the heart, it's a light upon a light. So we will... So we breathe in and out of the nose. Now we would, I would orient you to, like if you place your index finger at the top of the sternum, the bone, the breastbone in the center, and you come down a hand's width where your little finger is. And then as you breathe in, you caress the area behind that bone. You breathe out, you caress it also. Hazrat Khan said that the breath is a light and is life. So if we We can use it as a tool. So we breathe it in, a light, to cast its light around to find something, and its life to animate it more fully. And so we're looking for a neural plexi, the Latifa Syria, that subtle secret that Vastami was talking about. You breathe in and you breathe out, and at first it's in the realm of almost the imaginal. Maybe this is a subtle place. Maybe this is there's a feeling there, maybe a tug on the breath, or a nostalgia, or a sadness, or almost like phlegm sometimes, or a pain, kind of a poignancy. But then as you breathe on it, casting the light of the breath, it becomes more clear. Yes, this is the spot. It's called to me. Now you begin to caress it with the breath as you breathe in and you breathe out. You caress that area like the morning breeze caresses your cheek. In-breath, the out-breath. The ancient ones called this blowing on the ember of the heart. Yeah. Of course, you know when you blow on an ember, it begins to brighten, radiate, become warm. The fire is beginning to be ignited more fully. And we can be aware of a softening. So the warmth is a radiant discharge. It's that rust Rumi talks about, eliminating the rust from the mirror of the heart. It's a radiant discharge, something is being let go. And softening is space developing within the heart. So there's warmth and there's softening. You allow the in-breath to penetrate more fully, more deeply. Out-breath to let go. The Buddhists call that out-breath the sword of liberation, cutting loose the deep impressions of life. And that witness within you that is present enters ever more fully into the space of the heart. Oh, most wondrous, luminous, boundless space. Unfurls, goes way beyond the physical structure. It traverses your physical structure, but it's beyond it. It traverses three-dimensionality, but it's beyond it. Its abode is a place that is neither born nor dies. Ibn Arabi called it a sea without a distant shore. It's an emptiness, it's a great space, and yet it is also a fullness. It is a place of sheer light. Incessant birth and creativity. And fulfillment. I'd like to progress to another practice. We talked about last evening that the spirit of guidance is incessantly speaking, but the question is, who is listening? So, how to be present to the spirit of guidance. And the next, I'll lead you in two different zikrs. And the first one is employed to awaken and nurture what the mystics call the eye of the heart, looking, perceiving from this place of the heart. And the second would be to ignite and employ the ear of the heart. So the first zikr, you say, start from the left shoulder, la ana, head swinging up from the left shoulder over the solar plexus, up above the right shoulder to above the crown, la ana. There is no I. And then the head descends vertically down into the solar plexus, illa. And illa, the solar plexus is that subtle faculty that holds our form. And we place the sound illa into it. It sort of shakes it. It loosens its grip. And then there is no I, illa, only. And then the head rises up into the Latifa Syria, Anta, thou. And then the head rises further up above the crown, Al Nur, the light. And once more the head descends down into the heart, Al Basir, the one who sees. La Ana. Illa anta al-basir. Al-nur al-basir. Now, when we say al-nur, I'm reminded by Pir Vilayat used to say to pause for a moment and listen for the angelic refrain. He said it would be like the updraft carrying the kite. Your consciousness lifts your consciousness upward. And then after Al-Basir, we pause and we breathe into the space of the heart and we're present to what is there. La ana illa anta al-nur. Breathe, allow your consciousness to be carried.
and then descend. Basir. On the in-breath, breathe into the heart and be present. La. La. Il. Lana il. Il. Lana il und al nur al basi. Lana il. door. One last time. and be present to that which is within the heart. Allow it to deeply inform you. The next is to listen through the ears of God. It's the same zikr, except instead of saying, ending in the heart with Abbasir, we end with Asami. Lana Ilhanta Aldar. Asami. And breathe into the heart. Be present. Asami. Lana Ilhanta Aldar. Asami. And one last time. Lo-na. Il-an-ta. Into the heart and be present to us there. Allow it to deeply inform you. Let us rise and say the universal together. A prayer of the universal. O thou who art the maker, molder, and builder of the universe, build with our own hands the universal, our temple with thy divine message, love.